Today's subject is world evangelism. How is it possible? We're doing part four of a five-part series. Hi, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The topics we're dealing with today, of course, is one, a river of life, two, the river of power, and three, the surprise that followed. These are the topics we'll be dealing with today in this subject. As we go into topic one, we read here, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. If you've ever watched a river that's in flood, it's flowing. A river flows. There is a constant freshness because the river is never standing still. It's not the same water. It's a flowing water, but it's volumes of water. Again, have you ever watched a full-flowing river? There is much power in the waters, enough to move huge objects, including bridges. Rivers know no boundaries. They cannot be restricted by man. We see this in floods around the world where there's great lots of rain come down and the waters come down from the mountain and go through the valleys. And the waters are so fast, so much that they're flowing and they take everything in their pathway with them. They can take bridges, they can take homes, they can take hills, they can take farms, crops, whatever's in their way, the waters are powerful. In the scriptures, Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 1 to 4, and Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 to 7, in these scriptures, we notice that Ezekiel was taken from dry land into water of this glorious river, a picture of the life-giving flood of the Holy Spirit. From the dryness of dead cold religion into the swirling reality of the Holy Spirit. This is equating to a person who is born again or showing what will happen to a person who's born again and who flows in the Holy Spirit. Let us read once again Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1 to 7. Reading from verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate that faces east, and there was water running out from the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me to the water and it came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not cross for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim. A river that could not be crossed, he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there were along the bank of the river, there were many trees on both sides of one another. In this vision, we see Ezekiel where he swam in the deep waters. And everyone who discovers the secret of swimming in the deep waters of the Holy Spirit will have their lives and ministry changed. For this to happen, we must be born again first and then baptized with the Holy Spirit. And then we can enter into the river of the Holy Spirit and swim with the Holy Spirit. Even the Apostle Paul said that he was going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. You can read this in Romans chapter 1 verse 17 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. Once a person or a believer has been in the river of the Holy Spirit, the river will be in the person. And as they do ministry, as they go forward in their Christian life, that living water will come out of them and affect their life around them and their ministries. The experience in this vision transformed the prophet of God Ezekiel. At the end of the river experience, there was surprise waiting for him. We can read this in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 7. And reading verse 7, when I returned there along the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and the other side. Ezekiel saw something that was not there when he entered into the river. He saw trees. This is a great truth of the chapter. While God changed Ezekiel in his river, he was changing the whole landscape around Ezekiel, and at the same time, conditions changed with anointed people and anointed churches. God was showing Ezekiel that he can do within seconds what people have not been able to do within years. This is our faith for today. We see in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, and it reads, Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When we learn to flow and in the Holy Spirit, we'll be surprised at what God can do in our lives and ministry. Walking in the Holy Spirit, flowing in the Holy Spirit, really means letting go and letting the Holy Spirit have His way in our lives. It's a little bit, as I said before, it's a little bit scary in the beginning, but as we learn to trust Him and we have the experiences He wants us to trust, we come more and more into what's called flowing in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can flow with us. We can flow in the waters of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing that comes through that will change situations. It will change people. It will change towns and cities. What we have learned today, that there is a river, a crystal river flowing from the throne of God, a river of pure life. God wants us to go into this river, but we need to be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, that is baptized in the Holy Spirit, so we can go into the waters of what God's talking about. What surprises await us is by the Holy Spirit, that He will do things that we haven't been able to do in years. So it's important to get to know the Holy Spirit, to flow in the Holy Spirit, particularly when you're doing evangelistic work. The Bible also says that we are co-laborers. What does that mean? It means that we work with the Holy Spirit. We are co-laboring with the Holy Spirit and the plan of God. It's not the other way around, that we make the Holy Spirit work with us in our plans. God's got a plan. We need to discover that plan and then put ourselves in a position with the Holy Spirit to be co-laborers and do exactly what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. This is a word for all ministries, all pastors, all fivefold ministry people, is flow in the Holy Spirit. Ask God what His plan is for your life and for your ministry, and then allow God to flow through you with the Holy Spirit, and you will see marvelous results. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.